Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is November the 12th, and we start our look back on this day in 1973, when in Leeds, England, Queen began their very first tour. They were opening for Mott the Hoople. Another band starting out on stage was The Velvet Underground. On this day in 1965, the group made their live debut when they played Summit High School in New Jersey. On this day in 1988, U2 started a six-week run at number one on the US album chart. It was with Rattle and Hum, their sixth studio album, which would go on to sell over 14 million copies. And on this day in 2008, former Jimi Hendrix drummer Mitch Mitchell was found dead in his hotel room, aged just 61. But for today's show, we're focusing on a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Yes, turning 77 today is Neil Young, a legend in the music business, of course. The Canadian-born rocker has had 21 of his singles and albums certified platinum in the US alone. Now, with me today to explain why Neil Young is, well, frankly, the best there is, I'm joined by Pantheon Podcast Network co-founder Peter Ferrioli.
In the next few moments, I'm going to try the impossible. And I'm going to try to tell you why Neil Young is the single greatest, most prolific and relevant artist in the last seven decades. Not only has he released a new album over the last seven decades, in each decade, he has been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice and should be a three-time inductee, in my opinion. I'm going to go through a list of reasons why Neil Young is the greatest. In 1963, he forms the Squires. He meets Joni Mitchell, writes Sugar Mountain, and in response, Joni writes The Circle Game. He then forms a band with Rick James, the Minor Birds. He leaves the Minor Birds, goes to Los Angeles, and forms Buffalo Springfield, who write the great protest song For What It's Worth. He then becomes a solo session player, plays on two Monkees albums, Head and Instant Replay. He writes Cinnamon Girl, forms the band Crazy Horse, then meets up with Crosby, Stills, and Nash to form Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Neil then writes Ohio following the Kent State massacres in 1970. In the 70s, he writes the great hits Old Man and Heart of Gold. Neil records the anti-racist anthem Southern Man. And in response, Lynyrd Skynyrd puts out Sweet Home Alabama. He performs with Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, and many other bands in the all-star concert The Last Waltz. He performs Rust Never Sleeps, a concept live album. He works with Devo on Human Highway, a film. He releases Trans, an electronic album, and then an album with The Shocking Pinks, both of which upset David Geffen, and David Geffen sues Neil, and Neil countersues David. Neil is an ongoing activist, and part of his activism, he writes a song, This Note's for You, which MTV banned and then unbanned, and the song is a response to commercialism and artists selling out their music in the 80s. He then goes on to write Rockin' in the Free World, a response to the Tiananmen Square protest. He creates the Bridge School benefit concerts with 30 years of all-acoustic, all-star shows with bands ranging from The Who, Simon & Garfunkel, Bruce Springsteen, David Bowie, Metallica, and more. He becomes a foundation of Farm Aid. He becomes part owner of Lionel Trains. Kurt Cobain leaves a suicide note referencing Neil's song Hey Hey My My. Neil records an album with Pearl Jam, Mirror Ball. He partners with Jim Jarmusch, the famous filmmaker, on Dead Man and Year of the Horse. He tours with Booker T and the MGs. He stays an activist, railing against Monsanto and the Keystone Pipeline. He writes an album in response to 9/11 called Greendale. He releases an album predicting the coming of electric cars. He releases The Pono in his fight for HD music. He then goes on to release his full entire catalog in HD streaming quality on neilyoungarchives.com. He joins forces with Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's son, and his band Promise of the Real to go on tour. And most recently, Neil is known for his battle against Spotify, where he pulled down all of his music in response to Spotify giving platform to Joe Rogan and misinformation. So there you have it. My reasons why Neil is greater than your favorite artist.
A big thanks to the boss there, Peter Ferrioli, co-founder of Pantheon Podcast Network, of which Vintage Rock Pod is a very proud part of. Check out all the amazing other music podcasts which are on the network. I've been honored to be joined on the Vintage Rock Pod by so many of the hosts from shows like The Ugly American Werewolf in London, Who Cares About the Rock Hall, About Man and God and Law, Rock and Roll Archaeology, History and Five Songs with Martin Popoff, Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes, Shout It Out Loudcast, and many more. Check them all out. There really is something for everyone. But that's it for November the 12th. I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. But until then, take care.